I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. North Korea said Thursday's launch was its largest Hwasong-17 intercontinental ballistic missile, or ICBM, fired during a drill to demonstrate what it called a tough response posture to ongoing U.S.-South Korea military drills. This from state media on Friday. Photos of the launch released on Friday by the country's government media showed Kim Jong-un watching the launch with his daughter and included photos from space, apparently shot by a camera mounted on the missile. North Korea fired the ICBM into the sea between the Korean Peninsula and Japan on Thursday, hours before South Korea's president flew to Tokyo for a summit that discussed ways to counter the nuclear-armed North. The United States military released a video Thursday of a Russian military intercept that resulted in the downing of a U.S. surveillance drone Tuesday over the Black Sea. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
The video shows a Russian Sukhoi Su-27 fighter jet dumping fuel as it approaches the U.S. MQ drone from behind and passes over the top. A second Sukhoi fighter jet approaches in a similar manner, and as it reaches the drone, the video feed is disrupted at the moment the U.S. military says the Russian fighter collided with the drone. A final shot shows the video feed restored and that one of the drone's propeller blades has been bent. The video release came a day after U.S. Secretary of State Lloyd Austin spoke to his Russian counterpart about the encounter. He told reporters the U.S. will continue to fly and operate wherever international law allows, and it is incumbent upon Russia to operate its military aircraft in a safe and professional manner. Pentagon officials said it was the first call between the two defense leaders since October. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Meanwhile, Poland has become the first NATO country to agree to dispatch fighter jets to Ukraine. It plans to send four